Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm Kevin Dunn. This week, I'm going to look at aging and how the best thing we can do for ourselves to maintain our physical capacity is to move. You got to use it or lose it. Now, I've talked before about the idea of fitness or physical training as a form of medical intervention to hedge against the relentless march towards entropy. So perhaps I might be repeating myself here, but since we all need to hear something a few times before it sinks in, that's fine. This might also be the first time some people are listening in, and that's great. Welcome to the Get Fit Guy family. We all age, but there's an idea about sick aging. That is that instead of being able to remain fit, healthy, and free of disease as we grow older, we experience a host of age-related sicknesses. These include, but are not limited to, decreased muscle mass, exercise or anabolic resistance, insulin resistance, hyperglycemia, hypertension, increased serum lipids, and increased visceral fat. These metabolic syndromes combine to manifest as early frailty, type 2 diabetes, and then the resulting polypharmacy, reliance on multiple medications, and the unwanted side effects of those include more muscle mass loss, fatigue, brain fog, and so on. Over time, these processes of aging and polypharmacy become more and more interconnected. One way out of the repeating loop is exercise as an intervention. We can increase our muscle mass, decrease our insulin resistance, blood pressure, and body fat, all with a smart and recoverable training protocol. So where do we start? So I've been trained for like at least 12 years now that you have to start with strength training. That's the fundamental prescription for an aging adult. This is because the first things we lose, muscle mass and bone mineral density, are addressed most effectively by strength training. You may not enjoy lifting weights, but don't tell me you enjoy taking pills and getting injections. Only one of these interventions can effectively address a situation without hugely unwanted side effects, unless you consider having bigger muscles and an unwanted side effect, in which case, I don't know what to tell you. Muscles and other soft tissues in the body respond to tension. That is, the force of gravity pulling us downwards. Like if you're hanging from a tree branch or a pull-up bar. If I then tried to grab your feet and pull you off the bar, you'd tense up and the muscles would contract, allowing you to resist. So it's not really possible to build up muscular strength without this. Last week, I was at the gym myself, and I saw the Golden Oldies class, or whatever arbitrarily insulting thing they've decided to call the over 60s that week. It was in the swimming pool and performed with foam weights in the water. Now, I'm looking at this, and I'm wondering what thought process has gone on to lead the gym to the conclusion that this is useful training for the over 60s. Firstly, if you're free floating in the water, you don't have tension acting on your muscles because the effects of gravity have been radically diminished. Secondly, the foam dumbbells you've got are being supported by the water more than by the participants. And thirdly, again, it's removing the stronger effects of gravity we would have out of the water, therefore eliminating compression or top-down loading on the bones, which is how bones remodel themselves and become stronger. So I asked the gym manager about this, and I explained exactly the above. And she told me, well, sounds like you don't think older people should be moving. don't you agree that them being here and doing this is better than them being at home watching TV? Yeah, nice straw man argument. Like, damn, this guy's asking questions I can't answer, so I better quickly spin this around and introduce a brand new argument that he can't win or disagree with. The point here is actually that the person in control of the gym's programs couldn't explain the reason for the program. Is it better than being at home watching TV? Well, 1,000% yes, but does it make any sense at all and address the needs of the demographic it's claiming to serve? Nope.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This idea of compression and bone density was actually fresh in my mind this week because of an email I received from a listener, which might actually be the Guinness World Record for the longest email I've ever received. It asks me about bone mineral density, so it's quite relevant and useful to share. Hi, Kevin. First, please forgive the length of this missive. It really is a two-parter, with the first part asking for some exercise recommendations after providing you background. Part two is asking for your BS detector to evaluate some related programs. Part one, recently my husband broke his ankle. Because there was no trauma associated with the break, the doctor ordered a DEXA scan, since there is history of osteoporosis and osteopenia in his family. Sure enough, the scan came back showing moderate osteopenia. He's 68, so is in that small subset of males with bone mineral loss prior to 70. For many years, decades in fact, he has followed a healthy lifestyle that would normally build strong bones. Resistance exercises, jogging and running on a treadmill. I'm not sure that jogging and running on a treadmill is a resistance exercise. Some barbell, weight machine, and push-up exercises for the upper body, but no real or formal free weight training. Only moderate caffeine intake. 3 cups of half decaf and half caffeinated coffee, right? So 1.5 cups of actual coffee. Moderate alcohol intake, 1 or 2 glasses of wine a day. I think you and I have a very different definition of moderate. lots of dark green veggies like broccoli, as well as nuts, grains, etc. Consumption of dairy products, a calcium supplement with D3, and no smoking or tobacco products whatsoever. Cool. Okay, so for the time being, he and the doctor have agreed he should not go on any of the osteoporosis drugs. Instead, he will continue with lifestyle changes to try to improve his bone mineral density. Excellent. I like your doctor. Additionally, my next DEXA scan is coming up in another month, so I too am interested in also improving my bone health, no matter what my score. I'm also 68. At the start of the pandemic, we cancelled our gym membership and purchased a treadmill. We have a few barbells, an ab roller, and some push-up bars. We have limited space, though, so adding any more machines or equipment is not feasible. Our questions. Without going to the gym, what kinds of weight bearing and resistance exercises can we add to our regimen to increase bone density? Are there any? If not, and we have to rejoin a gym, we would like to minimize the time we spend in the gym. What weight loading exercises would give us the best bang for our time? I suspect you'll say free weights. You are correct. But could we also get some benefit by using weight machines? Part two. Told you this was a long email, and I've even cut some of this down. Some of our friends have recommended a couple of bone-building programs whose efficacy seems questionable. I pretty much think these programs are a waste of money, but I appreciate your take on these, as you might have some additional information that I'm missing. The first recommendation that friends have given us is a program that claims just 10 minutes a week on their osteogenic loading machines, okay, which look like machines to help you do isometrics. Yes, I've seen these. A place doing this actually opened in Hong Kong when I was living there, lasted about 3 weeks. Closed down, nobody went. It'll radically improve your bone density. If they had 10 minutes a day, maybe, but 10 minutes a week, paint me seriously skeptical. The second program a friend recommended was a natural solution through an alkaline diet plus a dietary supplement, which you can buy on the website. Yep, no surprise there. And using a weighted vest to exercise in. Many of the other things listed on the website are standard, so some of this sounds reasonable. Have you heard of this? Would it behoove us to use a weighted vest while exercising? Is my skepticism well-founded, or am I overly doubtful? Thanks in advance, Kevin, for your always informative and helpful podcast, and thanks for considering my questions. My best regards, Laurie. Hi, Laurie. So thank you for the detailed email. To answer your questions, are there ways to increase bone mineral density without going to the gym? Yes, there are. But since we're always talking about a bang for your buck scenario, the reason for that is simple. Why take a bunch of different weaker medications to cure a problem when you can just take one? The most important thing to remember is that you need to be under compression to remodel the bone. You could compress yourself with a weighted vest, as per your final question, but the issue is that at some point, it won't be sufficient stress to keep driving adaptation, because what are you going to get? A 14 to 20 pound load on the system. The bare bar alone is 45 pounds of load and incrementally loadable to a situation you'll never get to, like 500 or 600 pounds or more. So yes, you could wear a weight vest, carry a sandbag, or wear wrist and ankle weights, but it's almost sub-therapeutic. Just get a barbell and take your medicine, Laurie. The latter part of the question was that you want to minimize time in the gym. Well, yes, which is exactly why you need to go to a gym. As I mentioned above, other interventions aren't enough stress on your system and not an optimal use of your time. I do see, though, that you do have a barbell at home, so I would definitely use that. You want to perform the barbell back squat, barbell deadlift, barbell standing overhead press. Bench presses are less impactful because the range of motion and the amount of your anatomy being taxed is much less than in the standing press. But if you had time, I'd throw that in there also. Can you do these things on machines? Yes, you can. But they aren't quite as good because the machines are holding you in the position that they want you to be in. They don't allow for individual anthropometry. I mean, when I go in a Smith machine to do squats, I have terribly painful knees because it's just not taking into account how long my femurs are. And people end up having to contort themselves into unusual and frankly bad squat technique just to use them. So that's one thing about them. And second of all, if you're being held in line by the machine, you're not working your own balance, you're not working your own coordination, and you're not working your own core strength. You definitely want to have to do that. Now, on to part two. You are correct. 10 minutes a week is a waste of money and time. I saw a study actually released by the company you referred to in your original email to me, and that study had been performed on one single participant. So if someone's selling point is how little time and effort you have to spend doing things, just ignore and move on, because any real change at anything takes both time and effort. And, you know, won't be long before someone comes out with a program that you only need to take 9 minutes to do. And then all of a sudden, the 10-minute program will be rubbish, right? Now, next one was the alkaline diet suggested to you by your friend. I have to tell you, the alkaline diet is total nonsense. The person who wrote this, who wrote the book on this and created this diet, Robert Young, was convicted of practicing medicine without a license and went to jail. Your body works incredibly hard all day to maintain homeostasis, or just the way it is right now. Some parts of your body are highly acidic, other parts are highly alkaline, and other parts are neutral. You cannot possibly make your body alkaline because your body won't allow it. If you try to make acidic parts of your body alkaline, or even change the pH of alkaline parts of your body to be more alkaline, you would die. So this diet was a very short-lived fad, and I'm actually amazed to hear people are still recommending it. As with everything else, it's good to do due diligence, but usually people don't like the answer because they have their own anecdotal evidence about how great they feel. But when we have people reporting amazing health results from a purely carnivore diet, and another group reporting the same health results from a vegan diet, we can definitely then be objective about things and say that bias, placebo, and anecdote are afoot. If you have a training question, are looking for an individual training program, or just want to say hi, head over to the Get Fit Guy Facebook page or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Tolly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail, 510-353-3104. Please, will someone do that one day? I'm desperate to have one. Or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com for a chance to hear me answer on the show. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.